Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Lamid Gimel. We're holding on the bottom of Daf Lamid Beis Lamid Beis at the two dots. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander and Arms Wife and Children. It's also once again sponsored on behalf of dailygiving.org. I signed up. I encourage everybody else to sign up. I have to say that in times like this, when you try to connect to as much of Klal Yisrael as possible, when you get that email every day that says that you've joined together with over 6,000 other Jews to give tzedakah together, it really gives a lot of chizik that we're joining together with so many other members of Klal Yisrael. I thank dailygiving.org for giving me that chizik each and every day. It's also sponsored for Refuah Shleima, for Rafael Aaron HaKohen Ben Rivka. Also sponsored by Ken and Marcy Kapel in honor of their father Israel Kapel's birthday, recently celebrated his 99th birthday, and Dr. Ted Besden recently celebrated his 90th birthday. And also I'm going to sponsor the Zecher Nishmas, my grandfather, who's Yartzei Destrei, Avram Ben Chaim Yitzchak, Zichrona Levracha. So we thank all the sponsors for the sponsorship. So today we're really only going to discuss two things. For the first very little bit of the shiur, we're going to talk about how they would shecht the carbon tamid on Yom HaKippurim, how the Kohen Gadol would manage to do both the Shechita and the Kabbalah by involving another Kohen in the process as well. And then the majority of the daf, starting from three lines from the top of the page, on Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, is a passage that we say each and every day, or maybe we don't, but we ought to say each and every day. Abaye have Masad to say the Maracha Mishmei the Gemara Valib Da B'Shaul, and it goes through the whole Seder Maracha, that you have the whole Seder of all the Avodos that you have each and every day. So the whole daf is just going to unpack it. It's just going to go through, why does this come before that? Why does that come before the next thing? And just going to go through that one paragraph that comes. If you look in the Siddur, when you look at that paragraph, it says Yuma Daf Lamed Gimel. Right? This is where that paragraph comes from, where it just summarizes all the avodas hayom. Along the way, we're going to mention the principle of Ein Ma'avirin Al Mitzvah. So when a person has an opportunity to do a mitzvah, you're not supposed to pass by that opportunity to do a mitzvah to do something else. So, but that's really the entire daf. So let's begin right now again at the two dots on Beis and Beis. We're going to go explain our Mishnah about how they would check the Karban Tamid on Yom HaKippurim. So we mentioned the word kartzo, that they would bring him the Tamid and kartzo. What does kartzo mean? And why would we, and we're going to see that it means shechita, but then it's odd that we'd use the word kartzo instead of shechta, that he went and he shechted it. So vilas the Tamid kratzo. He went and he was korate the animal. So my karatzo, what does that mean? Amarula lishna de katalahu. It's a lashon of killing. He killed the animal by shechita. Amarav nachmi, it's like mikra. What's the pasuk that indicates that the word karatzo implies shechita? Because the pasuk in Yirmiyahu tells us Egla Yafyafia Mitzrayim Karatz Mitzafam Bava. So that's where you see the word Karatz is described as killers. My Mashma, how do you see the word Karatz is a lashon of killing in that pasuk? Well, you have to know the Targum on the pasuk. It's the Targum Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught us what the Targum Yonasan Ben Aziel, how the Targum Yonasan Ben Aziel understands that pasuk. That Malka Yoyav Mitzrayim Am Min Ketolin Mitzipuna Yesun Allah. That Mitzrayim was a nice Malchus, and these murderers from the north, meaning Bavel, came into Eretz Mitzrayim, and they destroyed it. They killed them out. So you see that kratzo in that context means to kill. So that's from the Targum of Rav Yosef. Now Rav Yosef was an expert in Targum. Rashi writes in Maseches Kiddushin that Rav Yosef was a baki in Targum, and all the Rishonim explain the reason he was a baki in Targum. The Ritva writes in Megillah Daf Gimel because he was blind and he wasn't able to learn Tanakh at all unless he was able to do with Targum, because Dvarim Shemichsav he had to Rashi Lamrim Balpeh, and he couldn't read because he was blind, so he had to only do it Balpeh. So that's why Rav Yosef became a baki in Targum. The Targum on Navi Meksuvim is the Targum on Navi rather is Yonasan Ben Uziel. That's the Gemara Megillah. Daf Gimel tells us the Targum on Torah was written by Unkelus Hager, but the Targum on Navi was Yonasan Ben Uziel. So anyway, so Rav Yosef was the one that taught the Targum that explains the word kratzo. So once the Gemara explains that the word kratzo means that they would cut the head of the behemoth, they would do a shechita, so kratzo bekama. What was the shear of the cutting that they would do on the shechita of the Karban Tamid that the Kohen Gadol would do? So Amrula Berov Shnayim. V'chenam Rabbi Yochanan Berov Shnayim. He didn't shecht Shnei Simanim, he shechted Rov Shnei Simanim. Meaning there is a halacha l'Moshe Misinai that when you shecht an animal, you have to cut Shnei shnei simanim. You have to cut both the kana and the veshet. Now lechadchila, you cut the entirety of the kana and the veshet. But b'dievet, if you shecht just rove, if you cut just rove of the kana and rove of the veshet, the shechita is still going to be kosher. So that's how we explain kritza, that dafka on Yom Kippurim, when the Kohen Gadol would do the shechita, he would do the shechita in a way that is really b'dievet. Meaning normally, cutting rove shnayim is not lechadchila the best way to do the shechita. But that's what he would do. He would cut rove shnayim. So since he's describing that, answer our question, why are we using the word kratzo? Just say shachtosh, say that you shecht it. Kratzo implies that something's different about the shechita, that he would dafka shecht in a way that is somewhat of a b'dievet way. Why would he do that? Because he's going to need to be on the other end to do the Kabbalah. He's going to have to be able to do the Kabbalah Saddam. If he finishes the shechita, he's not going to be able to then switch jobs and do the Kabbalah, because all the dam will have spilled out already. So he's going to need someone else to finish off the shechita, and then he could do the Kabbalah. So all he does is he's kratzo, he cuts rov shnayim. V'af Reish Lakish savar b'rov shnayim. Reish Lakish also holds he only shechts Rov Shnayim. Domer Reish Lakish v'chimeachas sheshaninu. The Reisha in the Mishnah Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Zayin, when it talks about shechting ofos and behemos, the Mishnah tells us that if you shecht simon echad ba'of or shnei simanim in behema, the shechit is kasher, because the halacha is by an of you don't need to shecht both simanim, by an of you only need to shecht one simin. So it says in the Mishnah that rubo shalachar kamahu, that if you shecht the rove of the simin, that's like shechting the entire simin. So since from the Tani you see that shechting rove shnei simanim is considered a shechita, so lama shaninu, why then does the Mishnah go on to say rove echad ba'of, rove shnayim bebehema, shechita asum ksheru? We already said rubo shalachar kamahu. We already had that exact din in the Reisha. Why would the Tana in the Mishnah Maseches Chulin repeat the din that if you shecht rove, that's good enough? Lefi shaninu, because the Mishnah Yoma tells us, hey vi lo es hatamid karatzo umerik achar shchit al yad v'kibul sedam uzrako. So yachal lo merak ye pasul. Since the Mishnah tells me that the Kohen Gadol shechts rov shnayim of the behemah of the carbon tamid, and then another Kohen has to come and be merak and finish up the job, so I might think that if the other Kohen doesn't come and complete the shchita, that the whole thing's going to be pasul, that the ma'aser shchita is pasul. So before we finish what Reish Lakish has to say and how he finishes off his sentence, so we first, the Gemara goes back to the question to explain what Reish Lakish means to ask. Yachalo meirak yei pasul? Really? Is that a havamina? That if you don't have another Kohen that comes and finishes the job of the Shechita, that will be pasul? How could you even have such a havamina? Before we say what the maskan is, how could you even have such a havamina? If you're going to say that what the other Kohen comes in and does is going to be enough to pasul, then if he doesn't do it, if failure to do it is going to pasul, that's another way of saying that it's a real avoda. So how could you say it's a real avoda? Every avoda in Yom Kippur has to be done by the Kohen Gadol. That can't be counted as a real avoda. V'tanya, and the Braisa tells us, kol avodas Yom Kippur menu ksheru sal bo. All the avodas Yom Kippur can only be done by the Kohen Gadol. To be mekayim the avodas shechita, you have to have the Kohen Gadol do everything, not some other Kohen. So there's no havamina that it would be pasul if you don't have the other Kohen doing it. So Tosfos raises the question that shechita is not really an avoda. Meaning, what kind of question? We're asking, how could it be that you can involve that the involvement of the other Kohen is ma'akev, that would make it into an avoda, and that would mean that it has to dafka be the Kohen Gadol? Fact tells us, what do you mean? Shechita is not an avoda. We're going to see in Daf Mem Beis that Rav allows even the power of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim to be shechted by a non-Kohen. Power of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim can be shechted by a non-Kohen, because shechita is simply not an avoda. And even Shmuel apostles it over there, that's dafka by the power of the Kohen Gadol, because that's a chovas hayom of Yom Kippurim. Pasuk says v'hikrav Aaron v'shachat esparachatas. So there you say that by a korban tamid, that's not a din of in Yom Kippur. Korban tamid is every single day. It doesn't say Aaron by Yom Kippurim. It doesn't say chuk by a korban tamid. It doesn't say chuka by a korban tamid. Why would I think that the shechita can only be done by the Kohen Gadol? What's the Gemara even suggesting over here? So Tos suggests that nevertheless shechitas tamid, by being done by another Kohen, might be a psul midrabanan. Ein achinami midaraisa, it would not pasul. Or alternatively, Tos suggests that it could be the Gemara means that if the Meirak does the Ikra Shechita, that would be considered Avod Ba'acher. But since the Merika is only, it does not mean that if the Meirak does the Ikra Shechita, it would be another Avod. But since the Merika that's done, the Shechita is already done, the Kohen Gadol does the Shechita. The Merika, when the other Kohen comes in and gets involved, that's only the Tzorach Kabbalah Saddam. Oh, Kabbalah is an Avodah. So if he's already starting off off the process of Kabbalah Saddam because he's cutting a little more in order to enable the Kabbalah Saddam. That's the Av Aminah. That would be considered Avodah with someone else if that were Ma'akev. So says Gemara, Hachi Ka'amar. No, this is what Reish Lakish means to say. Yachal Yei Pasul Midrabanan. I might think that the Shechita would be Pasul Midrabanan because you could say that Dafka by Shechita, where that's not necessary to be Motzi the Dam, like Shechita's Beimus Kulin, where the purpose is to be Mata the Basar Ba'achila, or Shechita's Rov Simanim is considered a Shechita Shleima, as opposed to Shechita's Kachim, where you have to be Motzi the Dam in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zrika, so the Chachamim require you to shecht kol ha-simanim, and if you shecht rov of the simanim, it's not a real shechita, and therefore you would have a hava mina that the chacham would pasul to do rov shnayim. That's why we say lekach shaninu. That's why the Mishnah Maseches Chulin has to tell me a second time that rov echad rov, rov shnayim bebehema, that shechita is going to be kasher. So since shechita's rov shnayim by the Karmen Tamer of Yom Kippurim is a shechita kshera, so the ikar shechita is not the miruk that's done by the second kohen. It's the initial incision done by the Kohen Gadol. So from Reish Lakish's explanation of the Mishnah in Chulin, you see that Reish Lakish agrees to what Ula and Rabbi Yochanan said, that the Lashon of Kratzo means Rov Shnayim, Be'yishacht, Rov Shnayim. And that's exactly what Reish Lakish is telling us, that the Kohen Gadol does Rov Shnayim, and then the other guy comes in and he finishes it up. So I asked the Gemara of Chumayacha, that Afilu Psul Midrabanu Laka, Lama Li Lamera. Well, wait a second, now we made it so good that if the other guy doesn't even get involved, if it's if the second Kohen doesn't come and finish up the Shechita, so then why do I even bother having the second guy come and finish up the Shechita? It's going to be kosher anyway. So this is a Gemara, mitzvah lemarik. It's a mitzvah to be memarik. What does that mean? It's a mitzvah lemarik. So the way Rashi explains, in order that the dam will really squirt out properly from the neck of the animal, and the Kohen Gadol will then be able to mekabel the dam more easily. So mitzvah lemarik means it enables the Kabbalah Saddam in a nicer way. The Mikdash Tov points out that even though Miruk is not Ma'akiv, it's only a mitzvah, so you might think, well, wait a second, if it's not really Ma'akiv, why am I allowed to do it on Yom Kippur? It allows the dam to come out more quickly, so it's a violation of the Malacha of Shochet. Just like anything that's Memaher, the process, is considered part of that Malacha. Right? There's a Halacha, for example, by the Malacha of Bishul, that if you're Magus, that if you stir a pot, I didn't put the food on the fire, I didn't light the fire, I didn't do any of it. All I did, the food was already on the fire, it was already cooking. All I do is I stir the pot. That's also bishul, because you're memaher bishulo. So if I'm memaher the shechita, that should also be a violation of shechita. So that's the chiddush. That nevertheless, you're allowed to be marik on Yom Kippurim, because once the shechita is docha Shabbos, anything that's memaher the shechita is also going to be docha Shabbos. Rashi Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Tes and Beis quotes another possibility of why it is that we have this other coin to be memarik, and he says because of Beravam Hadras Melech, that it's better to have more people involved in the Avodah, even though you're not really allowed to. Only Kohen Gadol can be involved in the Avodah, so we take something that's not really Avodah, where we're allowed to involve somebody else and get him involved right away. So that's why it's a fulfillment of Beravam Hadras Melech. So the Rashi himself rejects that explanation, because then all the Avodas Hayom, we should get other Kohanim involved. Whereas the Torah's Dafka Makbid, that the Avodas Hayom are done only by the Kohen Gadol, and even though you're right, generally getting more people involved is a fulfillment of Brava Majus Melech. That is correct. It's a good intuition, but nevertheless, the Torah is telling me that in Yom Kippur, this inyan of having the Kohen Gadol do everything is Docha, the normal tendency to want to have Beravam Hadras Melech, want to have more Kohanim involved. Okay, so that is part one of today's daf. Now the rest of the daf focuses on the famous passage that we say each and every day that's printed in our Siddur that comes up right now. Abaye Mesader Ma'aracha. Is that how it says in the Siddur? Abaye Mesader Ma'aracha? So, let's make sure we get this right. I don't think so, right? When we say it in the Siddur, we describe Abaye Hava Misader Seder Ma'aracha. Not Abaye Misader, it's Abaye Hava Misader Seder Ma'aracha. So the Acharon discuss whether you should say that word or not, whether it should be Hava Misader or not, or just Misader. So the Ben Ish Chai writes that some are medactic to say Abaye who have a mesader in order not to have, because if you have Abaye followed by the word Hava is Hey Vav and Hey. The last letter in Abaye is a Yud, so it's like Hoges Hashem Bos Yosef that you're saying the Yud Kei Vav Kei all together. So that's why people say Abaye. Who have a Masader? And Beit Yishchai thinks that that's a good idea to say it that way. Other poskim say, "What are you talking about? That's not. You're not at all trying to say that. You're not at all trying to say the Shem Hashem. So that's even though Hagos Shem Yosef in the Chayuk Yolam Haba, but you're not having any kavana whatsoever to be Hagos Shem Yosef. It doesn't even sound like the being Hagos Shem Yosef. So anyway, so our Yosef here, Abaye Mesader Maracha Mishmei de Gemara, based on what was Makubal in the yeshivas, and the way he does it, the way he expresses it, is according to Abishotl's opinion, because we're going to see that there is a machlokas. What did they do between the Hatava of the Chamish Neros and the Hatava of the Shtei Neros? They were mafsik to do some other avodah in between them, but there's going to be a machlokas between the Chachamim and Abishotl. What avodah? We already had a machlokas, Dav Yudalit. What avoda they were mafsik with? According to the Chachamim, they were mafsik with Ketores, and according to the Tava Shaul, they were mafsik with the Dama Tamid. So the Aktaris Aktaris was done after the Hatava of all of the Neros. So when Abaye expresses the Seder Advarim, Abaye is saying Aliba Dava Shaul, according to Abishaul's opinion, not according to the Shita of the Chachamim. So he spells it out as follows: Marach Gedola, the arrangement of the large pile of wood on the Mizbeach where they would burn all of the Emurim and the Evarim of all the Karbanos, Kodemus Marach Sheh Shal Ketores. That comes before the second Maracha, which was done to for the Ketores. Wait, done for the Ketores? The Ketores was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, on the small Mizbeach. We're describing a Maracha on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. No, but they needed to take coals from somewhere to put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi in order to be Makdir the Ketores. Where did those coals come from? A Maracha Shnia, a second pile of wood that burnt on the big Mizbeach, on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, they would shovel out some of those coals after the wood would burn and use that for the Ketores. So it was a Marach HaShnia Shel Ketores to use for the Ketores that they would ultimately burn on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Marach HaShnia Shel Ketores Kodemus L'Sidr Shnei Gezirei Eitzim. The Marach HaShnia Shel Ketores, setting up that second pile of wood, precedes setting up the two blocks of wood that were added on to the Maracha Gedola in order to enhance the fire. That's what the Rambam in the sixth paragraph of the Musafin says. In order to be Marba the Eish, they would add another two blocks of wood on the Maracha Gedola. The Ritva points out that it's a mitzvah min HaTorah to put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the Maracha Gedola, because it says by the Maracha Gedola, Ubir Alah HaKoin Eitzim, Miut Eitzim is Shnayim. So that's how I know that it must be that you put Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the Maracha Gedola. The arrangement of the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim precedes the taking of the ashes off of the cleaning the ashes off of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Every day they'd have to clean it off from the previous day's Ketores. And clearing off the ashes of the Mizbeach HaPnimi comes before the cleaning out of the five Neros, five out of the seven that are in the menorah. That's the Abishol part. That Abishol said that what would they do in between the Atavos Chamish Neros and the Atavos Shtei Neros? The Dama Tamid, whatever you needed to do with the blood of the Tamid, meaning shachting the Tamid, being mekabel the dam, being zorek the dam. They would handle the dam of the tamid after cleaning out the five neros. V'dama tamid kodem la'atava shtei neros. And the dama tamid would come before the atava of the shtei neros, of the last two candles in the menorah. V'atava shtei neros kodem su'ktaris. And cleaning out the last two candles would come before being makter the ktaris on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. U'ktaris kodem le'evarim. And aktaris came before burning the evarim of the carbon tamid on the mizbeach ha'chitzon. Ve'evarim. And the burning of the Evarim of the Karban Tamid came before the Mincha, the Nesachim that came along with the Karban Tamid. Umincha l'chavitin, the Nesachim that came along with the Karban Tamid came before the Chavite Kohen Gadol that were brought every single day, the Mincha of the Kohen Gadol that he brought every single day. The Chavitin and the Chavite Kohen Gadol came before the Nesachim, the Nisach of the Revius Ayin Yayin that came together with the carbon tamid. The previous nesachim that we spoke about was we said the mincha. That was a minchas nesachim. That was an asira sa'efa that came along with the carbon tamid. Now we're talking about the yayin that went along with the carbon tamid. That's what we refer to just as nesachim. Unesachim l'musafim. Now we're going out of every single day territory and mentioning things that don't happen every single day. But on when relevant, we add in these things as well. So the nesachim come before the musaf on days that have a carbon musaf. Not every day has a carbon musaf. Musafin, and the musafin that come on if it's Shabbos, they come to the bezichin. They come before the arrangement of the bezichin levona that were put on the shulchan together with the lechem apanim. That was only a Shabbos thing, right? Musafin is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, but bezichin is only going to be on Shabbos. Uvezichin the tamid shalbein arba'im. The arrangement of the bezichin would come before the tamid shalbein arba'im. Obviously, if it wasn't Shabbos, you could skip the bezichin step and go straight to the tamid shalbein arba'im. If it wasn't Shabbos, you had to Rosh Chodesh, you could skip the musafin step as well and go straight to the tamid shalbein arba'im. Shenamar, because it says by the tamid shal shachar, v'hikdir aleha chel ve'ashlamim. So we darshin from the lashon of hashlamim that it's lashon of hashlama, that it's complete. Aleha, on that ola of the carbon tamid shal shachar that we spoke about previously, hashleim kol hakarbonos kulan. We complete all the other karbonos. Not in the Tamid Shalbein Arba'im. So you learn that the Tamid Shalbein Arba'im is the last of the Karbanos because all the Karbanos are done after the Tamid Shal Shachar, not after the Tamid Shalbein Arba'im. Once Tamid Shalbein Arba'im is done, that's it. There's nothing else. There are no other Karbanos of that day. So that is what Abaye said. Now the rest of the Daf is just explaining line by line why it is that this is the Seder Advarim. It's rare that you get a whole Daf of Gemara that you could think about each and every day that comes up in davening each and every day, and if you have a better understanding of what exactly it is that that you're saying, so it will be more meaningful impact each and every morning. So Amar Mar, so the Abaye had said as follows, Maracha Gedola Kodemes Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, that the Maracha Gedola precedes the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, the second pile of wood where they would make the Gechalim for the Ketores. Minolan, how do I know that that's true, that the large pile of wood comes first? Ditanya, because the Braisa tells me, the Pasuk says, He Ha'ola Almot Almezbech Kalalayla, so Maracha Gedola. Mokta means the Maracha Gedola, the big pile of wood, the big fire on the Mizbech. The Eish HaMizbech to Kadbo, and then it describes Eish HaMizbech to Kadbo. What's the Eish HaMizbech if I already described the Mokta Ala Mizbech? So Zu Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, must be that there's a second fire on the Mizbech. That's the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores. Says Marvei Pachana, maybe I should say the opposite, that the Maracha Shnei comes first and then the Maracha Gedola. Obviously you wouldn't call it the Maracha Shnei, you'd call it the smaller Maracha, the Maracha Ketana maybe, but if it really came first. But maybe that should come first. I would first set up the Maracha Shnei and then set up the Maracha Gedola. Says Gemara, no, Mestavra Maracha Gedola Adifa Shekin Kaparasa Meruba. No, the Maracha Gedola has to be given precedence because it's got more Kapara associated with it than the Maracha Shnei, because on the Maracha Gedola we bring all the Karbanos except for the Ketores. So that's a lot more than the Maracha Shnei, which all it does is it produces the Gechalim for the Ketores. That's how Rashi explains. The Ritva quotes in the name of Tosos that ask on Rashi that it should have said Shekein Takruvasa Meruba, not Kaparasa Meruba. You're Makriv more on it. That's what it should have said. So he said, the Ritva says, no, that a lot of times Takruvas is referred to as Kapara in Shas, because we're talking about Takruvas of Karbanos. So that's what we call Kaparasa Meruba. However, the Ritva quotes that Tosos explains differently, that when we say Kaparasa Meruba, it means the Kapara of the Ola Satamid, that because the Ola Satamid is Mechaper Anasei and Los Hasei Shanita Klasei, as opposed to Ketores, which is mechaper only on lashon hara. So there is more that the karban tamid is mechaper for than the ketores is mechaper for. So we sooner set up the fire that's going to burn the limbs of the karban tamid than the fire that's going to burn the ketores, because there is simply more averos that it's mechaper for. Says Gemara, but I could make an argument in the other direction. Adrava, maracha shnia adifa shekein machnisim mena lefnim. Maybe the pile of wood that makes the fire for the ketores, maybe that should take precedence, because that's going to go lefnim. That's going to go into the heichal in order to, for the Mizbech HaPnimi, in order to be Makdir the Ketores. We're not talking about Yom Kippur of Lefnai V'Lefnim, right? We're talking about just to go into the Heichel, to go to the Mizbech HaPnimi. So maybe that gives it a certain stature. Says Marna, Afilu Achi Kaparas Meruba Adifa. That's a factor, but you know what's a bigger factor? Kaparas Meruba. That's a bigger factor. The fact that the larger pile of wood would handle the Karban Tamid, which had more, and all the Karbanos that had more Kapara associated with it, that's ultimately the determining factor. And anyway, is it so true that the Marach Gedola was not involved in the Ketores? If you didn't have enough ash, enough coals from the Marach Shnia, you know what they would do? They'd go to the Marach Gedola and get coals from there. So the Marach Gedola is also somehow affiliated. You know, whatever Maila you have in the Marach Shnia, the Marach Gedola also has plus its Kaparas and Meruba. So Marach Shnia Shaktores Kodem Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Then we have Abaye tells us that you set up the second pile of wood for the Ketores before you put the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim on the big pile of wood. So Minalan, how do I know that to be the case? Tuchsiv, because when it describes the Marach Gdol, it says Uvir Ola HaKoin Eitzim baboker baboker. So tell me that he adds two gzirei eitzim on the marach gedola. So from the fact that it says aleha, we darshan velo al chaverta, that it's only on the marach gedola you put the shnei gzirei eitzim and not on the marach shnei shel ketores. Now, if the pasuk is going to tell me when you bring up these shnei gzirei eitzim, put it on this pile and not on that pile, mechal di isa lechaverta. It must be that both piles are there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to tell me which pile not to put it on, right? So obviously, the marach gedola is there, and Marach Shnei Shel Ketores is already there. So then, when you bring up Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and the Torah tells me, put it on the big pile, don't put it on the Marach Shnei Shel Ketores. So that's the raya, that the Marach Shnei Shel Ketores must come before the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. So, frankly, Gemara, but Vahayalam Yibayilu Gufay, the Lashon of Aleha is already needed to teach me the very din that you have to be Mesader the Eitzim, Dafka on the Maracha, and not next to them, or not independently. Meaning, maybe it's not telling me Aleha V'la Al Chaverta, don't put it on the Maracha Shnia. Maybe it's telling me, don't just put it somewhere in the middle of the Mizbeach, don't just put it somewhere on its own, and you have to put it on the Maracha. So, you're right, it does have to tell me that, but it says Aleha twice. It says Uvir Aleha Hakoyin Eitzim Baboker Baboker Va'arach Aleha Ha'ola. So one Aleha is to tell me that it's got to be put on a pile of wood, and the other is to tell me and not the other pile of wood. So that's why I need two Alehas. So now we move on in Abaye's Seder Advarim. Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim Kodem L'dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Sidur Shnei Gzirei Eitzim comes before the cleaning out of the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Avgav Da'ach L'ksiv, even though by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim it says Baboker Baboker, V'ha'ach L'ksiv Baboker Baboker, and by the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi it also says Baboker Baboker, so how would I know which one comes first? They both say the phrase Baboker Baboker, Afilu Hachi Machshir Adif. But then we use a Svara, that which is Machshir, a future Avoda, is going to take precedence. So the Sidur of the Eitzim is going to take precedence over the Dishun of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi is a cleanup from yesterday. Sidur of the Eitzim is the preparation for today. So that which is Machshir, that which prepares for future Haktaros, that's going to take precedence. So they take the Gechalim from these from the Eitzim in order to be Makdir the Ketores. So that's going to that's going to take precedence. So Shonan points out that it makes sense to be Makdir the Sidur Eitzim, because how could you do the whole mitzvah if you're not Mesakein the Machshirim first? And furthermore, without Gechalim, you simply can't be Makdir. But without Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, you could still be Makdir. If I didn't clean off the Mizbeach HaPnimi, I could still bring new coals there and still burn on it. It'll be a little bit of a mess. You know, you clean out your barbecue every once in a while. Not every time, so sometimes there are a lot of ashes there, and you still cook more, and you still bring more. It still works. You're still able to burn things on the mizbeach. So Shonan points out that's why it's mistaver that the making of the new gechalim is going to be more important. So says Mara, machshir mainihu. What is the thing that we said is a machshir? Shnei gzireitim. Wait a second. You're calling that a machshir for the ketores? The Shnei Zireitzim go in the Merach HaGedolah. The Merach HaGedolah is not where we get the Gecholim for the Ketores. It's the Merach Shiyosho Ketores where we get the Gecholim for the Ketores. How could you call that a Machshir? So Rabbi Yirmiyah, Shum Eitzim. Yeah, but it's wood. Meaning the point is that we take care of all the wood-related things before because wood involves a Machshir for the Ketores before we clean off the Mizbeach HaPanimi, that we do the Dish Mizbeach HaPanimi, which is not a Machshir. So all of that is one answer. Again, the question was, it says Baboker, Baboker, both by Shnei Zireitzim, and by the Dish Mizbeach HaPanimi. Who's to tell me which comes first? So he said, no, because you got to do a Machshir first. Answer number two, who's to tell me that the Shnei Zireitzim comes first? Ravina Amar Hoel V'Hiskel B'Maracha, since you already started setting up arrangements of wood on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, go there. So finish the job. And Shnei Gzireitzim is part of the arrangement of wood, meaning it's not right to interrupt in the middle of a particular activity to move on to the next thing already. You're already in the middle of setting up the wood. So finish setting up the wood, and then you'll move on to the next thing. Ravashi Amar, a third answer, that the real reason that Shnei Gzireitzim comes before is because they're Machshirin. Like we said the Ketores, for the Ketores, they would take the Gechalim from the Maracha Shnia and the Gzireitzim, they would be Mesader on the Maracha Ketores. That's not a kasha, because like we said already before, ilamashka chesam marach shnia, milamayil miracha gedola. If they couldn't find from maracha shnia, they would go and get gechalim from the maracha gedola. So it is considered a machshir in that sense. Now we move on to the next stage. V'dish muzeich apnimi kodem. They would clear off the ashes from the Mizbeach HaPanimi before they would clean out the Chamesh Neros. My taima, why would they do that? Amrabai, Gemara Gamirna, Svara Leyadana. I don't know, we have a Kabbalah that this is the way it was. I don't know the reason for it. Rava Amar, I'll tell you the reason for it. That when you have a mitzvah that presents you, that smacks you in the face, that's right in front of you, you don't pass that by to go do another mitzvah. That when you have the mitzvah that's right in front of you, that's the mitzvah you're supposed to do. And when he enters into the hechel, what does he encounter first? Before he comes into the menorah, he's going to see the mizbeach, because it's closer to the doorway of the hechel than the menorah is. Ditanya, because the Bryce explains the layout of the room of the Hechel. Shulchan Betzafon, the Shulchan is in the north, Moshech Min HaKosel, Shtei Amos Umechza, 2.5 amos off of the Kosel, Umenorah Bedarum, the menorah is in the south, Meshuch Min HaKosel, Shtei Amos Umechza, also 2.5 amos away from the Kosel. Mizbeach Mimutza, Va'omi Be'emza, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi is somewhere in the middle of the room between the Shulchan and the menorah, Umashuch Klapei Chutz, Kima, and it's a little bit toward the doorway of the Hechel. So if it's in the middle of the room toward the doorway, that's what you're going to encounter before you encounter the menorah in the south, in the 2.5 amos off of the wall. So you're going to have to figure out which one you go to first. The one you encounter first is the one that you go to first. That's why the Dish Mizbeach HaPanimi comes before the Atavas Chamesh Neros. So says more of a Nukme Lahadayu. Why not make the Mizbeach right connected the Shulchan and the menorah? Why would they make it Mashuch Klapei Chutz? Why did they set it up in such a way where it's closer to the doorway? So Kim Duksiv as a menorah nochach hashulchan be'inan dechaz v'adadi, because the menorah and the shulchan are supposed to see each other. They're supposed to have a direct line between them without anything being mafsik with each other. That's what the word nochach means. The menorah is nochach the shulchan, so you can't have a mizbeach right in the middle that's going to be mafsik between the menorah and the shulchan. Of course, the menorah is in the south, and that's why the menorah represents wisdom, and that's why the Gemara Baba Basra says harotz alahachkim yadrim. We face a little south if you're davening for Chachma, which we just learned last time. Rabbi Gladstein spoke here about how we're supposed to daven for Chachma. We're supposed to daven for Torah. That's the Ikrit Tefillah. We should daven for success in Torah. And Harotza Lahashir Yatzpin. And the Shulchan represents wealth. And that's why we face north a little bit when if we want to daven for wealth, which Rabbi Gladstein points out is what people more often daven for. But that's the layout of the room. So it's all based on, so why is it that the Dish Mizbeach HaPanimi comes first? Because that's what you encounter first. And we have a rule of Ein Ma'avirin al Mitzvah. So Beis Yosef in Or HaChaim Simreish Ayin Dalid quotes from a Kolbo that there are those that have a minag to be botseya, the bottom loaf of bread, and not the top one, and we're knowing to be botseya the elyon, he writes, when you have Lacha Mishnah on Shabbos. And he quotes in the name of Agos Maimonios that he saw by Gedolim that they're botseya the tachton, and he says that's the right thing to do al pi Kabbalah. And Shulchan Aruch says that you should be botseya which challah do you cut on Friday night? You cut the bottom challah. You put them on top of each other, you cut the bottom challah. Al pi Kabbalah, that's what you're supposed to do. The advice in the tshuva also on Shabbos and Yom Tov to be botseya the tachton while the Elyon is still on it, and he says that's what he was knowing. And Balei Asod, Yodei Chein, do this because the Olam Hama says Merumas, the Maisa is B'Tachtona and the Remes is B'Elyona. Fine. The Kafachayim, however, quotes from the Ari that he was Botzea the Kikara Elyon. So the Bach says, forget all the Kabbalah. What about the Halacha? Eimavirin al mitzvos. That if you have two loaves of bread in front of you and one's on top of the other, doesn't that demand that you cut the top one? So we do things al pi Kabbalah when it's not a stira to the Halacha. But when it's a stira to the Halacha, then you're not supposed to do things al pi Kabbalah because you probably don't understand the Kabbalah if it seems like it's a stira to the Halacha. So he says that it seems that the Iker is like the Gedolim, that you should be Mevarich on the Kikar Elyon because you shouldn't violate what it says in the Talmud just because it's Al Pi Kabbalah. You have an understanding otherwise. However, in the Sefer Tosef Shabbos, he's Miyashev, the Bax Kasha. And he says, based on what Tosos writes in our sugya, that only when you need to do both of them, then it's shayich in mavirin al mitzvah rishona that came to your hand. But when you have a reason to be makdim one over the other, then it's not, we're not going to say in mavirin al mitzvah. So here also, since there's a reason to be makdim the tachtona al pi kabbalah, it's not soser the din of in mavirin al mitzvah. In mavirin al mitzvah is when all else is equal. But over here, the kabbalah already tips the scale and makes it that it's not all else equal, and therefore you don't have the principle of in mavirin. However, Tosfos and Maseches Megillah does not hold of this idea that it's only when all else is equal. In the Chidah, in Birkei Yosef, he suggests that really the Ikar is like Tosfos in Yuma, that were written by Maran Rutenberg of Basra, but in the end he says that really he means something else in a way that's not a stira. I think the way the Poskim say, I think if I'm not mistaken, the Mishabur even says, arrange the two loaves of bread, but have the lower one closer to you, so that even though the top one is higher, the lower challah is closer to you. So that's it's not going to be a violation of Ein Mavirin Ela Mitzvos because it's the first one that you encounter. I think that's how most people are knowing, that they cut the lower one on Friday night, like the Shulchan Aruch says, but they keep it closer to them so that it's not they don't run afoul of Ein Mavirin Ela Mitzvos. Okay, Amar Rav Shema Mina Mid Reish Lakish, what we see from Reish Lakish, Aburi Dora Totafta, to pass over the arm, meaning to delay Tefillin Shel Yad in order to put on Tefillin Shel Rosh first, usr, because you first encounter your arm before you encounter your head. Say hechi avid, what should you do? Midra alitotafta, go from the arm to the rosh, meaning first put on the tefillin shel yad and then you put on the tefillin shel rosh. There's a seder advarim, there's a reason we follow that seder. Then the Abaye said further, so my taima, why is it that we have that order? So Amar Abaye, who baboker baboker the shnei gzireitzim the lo tzrichi, the baboker baboker that it said by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, which were extra, we didn't need to use them because we knew anyway that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim come before the Dishma Mizbeach HaPanimi because Eitzim are a Machshir. So Shadin Alacha, use that Baboker Baboker over here for the Avodah Satamin and the Atavos HaNeros. Chad, one of the Babokers that it says by the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, Shadil Atavos Chamesh Neros, used to for the Atavos Chamesh Neros, to Liktami L'Dama Tamid, to tell me that that should come before the Dama Tamid. V'chad, and the other Baboker, Shadil L'Dama Tamid, to Liktami L'Atavos Shnei Neros. You should attach to the Dhamma Tamid so that I should know that that comes before the Tavish Tei Neros. So how do I learn from there that Tavish Chamish Neros comes before the Dhamma Tamid, Dhamma Tamid comes before the Tavish Tei Neros? Chad Shadgila Tavish Chamish Neros dilut me the Dhamma Tamid, because then Dahacha Tlasa, now by the Tavish Neros you'll have the word Baboker three times, because it actually says Baboker Baboker by Bativos and Neros Yaktirana. It says Baboker Baboker, and now I just took another Baboker and I threw it onto it. Vahacha, and by the Dhamma Tamid it only says Tray, it only says Baboker twice. One as a Kev Sachatas Baboker, and the other Baboker that I took from the Shnei Gzireitzim and attached to it. V'chad Shadi L'Dama Tamid, the Nikhtim El'Atav Shtei Neros, and the Dama Tamid is going to come before the Atav Shtei Neros, Avogav, the Hachatrei, V'Hachatrei, even though now they both have the words Baboker, Baboker twice, because the Dama Tamid borrowed a Baboker from the Shnei Gzireitzim, but Mechaper Adif. The Tamid is a Karmanola, and Ola is Mechaper from Mitzvah Saseh, and for Losa Saseh, shenita klasei. So we're always going to prefer the mechaper over that which is not mechaper. So I'm like, Papa Abaye, why do we say that we should take the word baboker and from Mishnei Gezeretzim and put it on Hatavas Chamesh Neiros to tell me that that comes before the Dama Tamid? Ve'ema chad shadul dishmus ve'echapnimi to knock me the Dama Tamid. Maybe I should take one of those babokers and attach it to the dishmus ve'echapnimi and to tell me that that comes before the Dama Tamid. Tahachat lasavachatrei, because now the dishmus ve'echapnimi will have three times baboker and the Dama Tamid will only have two times baboker. V'chad shadul Dama Tamid, and one of the babokers I'll put together with the Dama Tamid diniktam latavas chamish neiros to tell me it comes before the latavas chamish neiros. Because then even though it will be even, it will be two and two, but a mechaper is gonna win out. Simkein afsuke b'may mafsiklu. No, but if that were the case, what would you be mafsik between the Tavas Chamesh Neiros and the Tavas Shtei Neiros with? You're not supposed to do it all at once. You have to be mafsik with something. So ani chavu Reish Lakish damar lama metivin v'chalz metivin k'day lahargish chala azara kula. According to Reish Lakish, it says that they would break up the Tavas Haneiros into two parts in order to make more of a ruckus in the Beis Hamikdash Shabbos. I understand very well that you don't have to put the Dama Tamin in between the Atavas and Neros. After you're made to the Chamesh Neros, the Kohen could just go out of the Heichal and then come back in and do the Atavas Shtei Neros. You don't need to do another Avoda to create a ruckus. You just need a lot of footsteps. You need a lot of stomping around so you could fulfill that. El Rabbi Yochanan, Dom Baboker, Baboker, Chalkei, L'Shnei, Bekarim, Ma'ikel, Me'im. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that has to be split into two Zmanim. So it means that something else has to be done in between. So Amalei Rabbim Ravashi, Hai Baboker, Baboker, De'etzim, Mimi Yater. Wait a second. Is the Baboker, Baboker by the Shnei Gezira Eitzim even extra that we could use it to apply elsewhere? Didn't we use it to teach that it's got to come before the Marach Shia Shal Ketores? That the Shnei Gezira Eitzim comes before the Marach Shia Shal Ketores? So Ravashi answered Ravina, V'lav Miu Kimna, didn't we already say that the Marach Shnia comes before the Shnei Gezira Eitzim from the word Aleha? We already said that Aleh V'lo Al Chaverta tells me that the Marach Shnia is there first. Why is it that we clean out the five before the two? Why don't we clean out the two Neros and then clean out the five Neros? Once we start, we might as well do the majority of them. Oh, once you're doing the majority, why don't you clean out six of them? Because it says each time it has to be a Tavas HaNeros, not a Tavas HaNer. So you need at least two. So you clean out five, then you take a break to do another Avoda, and then you clean out the last two. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, will continue in Abayi Seder HaDvarim tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.
Good Shabbos,
everybody.
Thank you.